Hello, and thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown, brought to you by Colts Corner. We got Week 14 coming right up. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Doug Satuca. As we will always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including an in-depth look at the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Douglas, how you doing today, bud?
I'm ready to get everyone ready for their fantasy matchups. If it doesn't start this week, it's coming up right around the corner, so let's get right into it. With our free agency pickups, we're going to change it up a little bit this week. This is based on Wednesday night, the last Wednesday night, so yesterday, and it's ESPN PPR. Ben, who's your first free agent pickup?
All right, I'm going to start off here with Josh Allen, quarterback for the Bills. He's been the number one quarterback in fantasy the past few weeks, and a big reason why is because he can really run the ball. The rookie out of Wyoming could very well be the Bills' best athlete on offense, even at that 6'5" frame. He had 28.3 and 28.7 the last 2 weeks, and he's definitely worth an ad. As of last night, he was available in more than 90% of the leagues.
Wow, he's pretty legit, and the Bills are figuring stuff out. My quarterback, Jameis Winston, quarterback on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quietly, he's emerging back into the fantasy picture. He had 22.8 points and 22.9 in the last 2 weeks, and the Saints defense, he's got a good matchup against that D. So he's available in over a third of leagues. So if you need a quarterback, he usually puts up monster numbers.
All right, we're going to move to the running backs. Here's a guy that wasn't necessarily talked of before last week, Jeff Wilson Jr., running back for the Niners. And, like I said, outside of Niners fans, pretty much no one knew who this guy was. But now he should be one of your top priorities. With Matt Breida sidelined with an ankle injury, Wilson can follow up on his 19.4 point outing last week in the coming weeks. He's still available in about 50% of leagues.
Yeah, he's totally a pretty good running back. Pretty good running back to add. You want to go?
We're going to hold off on the other running backs for now, and we'll move to the wide receivers because we got a new segment coming up. We'll get into that in a sec, but Doug, your wide receiver.
Yeah, so another Niner here, Dante Pettis, a wide receiver. He had 17.7 points and 31.7 in the past 2 weeks. He's a rookie out of Washington, could be a guy you want this week as Denver has been bottom five against wide receivers. Their defense has struggled. He's available in roughly 90% of the leagues. So if you need a wide receiver, he could be a solid play.
All right, my wide receiver, I'm going back to my guy, the Hump, Adam Humphries. He's still somehow available in 50-plus percent of leagues. Since week 8, he has averaged 17 points per game. Just pick him up already. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, totally. Guy has been legit. And for the tight ends, if you still need one, I don't really know what to tell you. The market's so thin, and there's not a lot of options. So most likely, if you don't have a tight end now, you're probably not in position for a playoff run. So use your best judgment. Whoever's projected the highest, look for somebody there. And look to previous podcasts that we've done at some of the sneaky good tight ends that we've put out there.
All right, we're going to go with a new segment here. I named it Handcuffs. And it's basically guys you should pick up right before the playoff push just in case something goes horribly wrong to one of your starting running backs or they rest them. Great example, Kareem Hunt.
Todd Gurley, or
I'm just saying what happened with Kareem Hunt. I'm sure a lot of people picked up Spencer Ware. So, Doug, we'll go first with your guy.
And all right, go ahead. My guy killed me last week. I was at that Steeler game. Justin Jackson, running back on the Chargers. He's already contributed with Gordon out. He had 15.2 points last week. He's available in 75% of the leagues. Him and Eckler could split time in the backfield, but Justin Jackson looks comfortable as the main running back there.
All right, Doug, I'm going to go with your boy Jalen Samuels, running back for the Steelers. With James Conner out for at least a week, he becomes a guy, along with Stephen Ridley, who steps into a big role. Owners have been picking up him up fast, so right now, or as of last night, he was only available in just over 40% of leagues. So get him on your radar.
Yeah, he could be legit and could contribute to your fantasy team. I got Rod Smith, running back on the Cowboys. He contributed with Zeke suspended last year and could step in if something happens to Zeke. We'll see what happens there. Most likely nothing bad to the Dallas running back, but he's available in 98% of leagues. So if you have Zeke, you could stash Rod Smith on your bench.
All right, my guy, I'm going to go with John Kelly, running back for the Rams. He's a young guy to Tennessee. He's not going to contribute right now, but he easily could if the Rams rest early in that week 16, week 17 range. If they already clinch something, he's available in 98% of leagues.
Yeah, totally. Great guy to pick up. My final guy, Chase Edmonds, running back on the Cardinals. It doesn't hurt that he already stepped up last week with two TDs. In games that won't really matter for Arizona, they could potentially stash David Johnson on their bench. This guy Edmonds available at 98% of the leagues and could be a starter in the weeks to come for Arizona. So now we're going to move on to our highlight games, start and sit. We usually do all the games. We're going to do highlight games. If you have a guy on Oakland, you're probably not going too far in your playoff matchup.
That's very true. And we're going to start off with the 10-2 Chiefs hosting the 7-5 Ravens. Doug, your start.
My start, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Ravens. Jackson has been impressive in his last three starts this season, and with him getting the nod again this week against a weak KC pass defense, he should be a solid play at the QB position. He's averaged 17.53 points in his three starts and is always a threat to use his legs. With the Steelers possibly collapsing, we don't know what's happening there. The Ravens in a must-win situation, so Jackson could be a great start for you at the QB's position.
Yeah, totally agree with him there. My sit in this one, we're going to go with Sammy Watkins, wide receiver for the Chiefs. He could be on your roster, but he's been dealing with a foot injury, and the Ravens have a top three wide fantasy wide receiver defense. So
yeah,
look out for Watkins to be a potential bench guy.
Totally. So we're going to move on to a AFC East matchup. Patriots 9-3 traveling to Miami to the surprising 6-6 Dolphins. Ben, your start.
I'm going with James White, running back for the Pats. The star of the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He's been iffy. I was iffy on him due to consecutive below 10-point performances and the return of Rex Burkhead. But last week, he quieted my worries. He had 18.8 last week. He becomes a guy you should plug into your lineup.
Yeah, he totally figured it out. My sit, we're going with the running back trend for the Pats, Sony Michel. He has had an up-and-down season mixed with injuries and success. And as the playoffs get closer or they're opening up for you in the coming weeks, he's just too inconsistent to put in your lineup. Although he has the ability to put up points, James White seems like the safer New England running back to play. If you're handcuffed, he's not the worst option, but don't expect him to go off against a decent Miami defense in a divisional matchup.
All right, we're going to move to a big game here in the NFC South, the 5-7 Bucks hosting the Saints, 10-2, coming off only their second loss of the season after that 10-game winning streak. Doug, your start.
Talk about the definition of a shootout here. And my guy, Jameis Winston, quarterback of the Buccaneers, although Winston has been Mr. Inconsistent this season, being benched on multiple occasions for Ryan Fitzpatrick. When he has played, he's put up monster numbers. This probably relates to the fact that Tampa Bay plays most of their games from behind. Because let's face it, their defense is atrocious. In the last 3 weeks, Winston has averaged 20.8 points per game, and he could have a monster week as he looks to keep his team close against that explosive Saints offense. They weren't too explosive last week. Keyshawn, shout out to the boys.
Yeah, Cowboys playing some great football. In this game, my sit is the New Orleans defensive unit. They've been surprisingly excellent the last 4 weeks with 11, 15, 14, and 14. However, tough matchup in Tampa, one of the most explosive offenses in the league, led by Jameis Winston. So just look out if you have the New Orleans team. Might not be a great matchup for them.
Another intriguing game in the schedule, a divisional matchup between the 6-6 Colts and the red-hot 9-3 Texans. Ben, give me your start.
I'm starting Lamar Miller, running back for the Texans. He's been streaky this season with 5 of his 12 games being single-digit outputs, including 4.9 at Indy in week 4, the beginning of Houston's 9-game winning streak. But despite that, he hasn't gone under 12 since week 9 and has some major upside this week.
Yeah, my sit this week is going to be Marlon Mack, running back on the Colts. He had a tough game last week, only putting up 4.3 against the dominant Jags D, and against the emerging and dangerous Texans this week. He could struggle to run the football. Only reason to start him this week is that it's a must-win for Indy. They got to keep winning to stay alive in that playoff picture. So I would say stay away from Marlon Mack, though.
All right, big NFC East matchup, the 7-5 Cowboys hosting the 6-6 Eagles, coming off a win Monday night. Doug, your start.
This is a huge matchup. And your starts, there's a couple obvious guys. You got Cooper, Ertz, and Zeke. But my guy, Josh Adams, running back on Philly. Dallas has a great run defense, but if the Eagles are going to win this game, this guy's going to have to explode. He's taken over in the backfield with the absence of Ajayi. He's averaged 13.7 points in his last 3 games, and in a must-win situation, he has to show up, and I hope he does this week.
All right, my sit in this game, Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver for the Eagles. Still owned in 90% of the leagues, but he's been pretty disappointing lately, and you can't really put it in any other words. He hasn't put up double digits since week 7. I mean, keep him on your bench for now, as there isn't promise for him yet entering the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, the guy's been awful. Only way that you would play him He's only productive in those Super Bowl games, as we saw last year.
Of course.
Another huge game on the schedule. This one, we say it almost every week, could be the best game on the NFL schedule this season. Rams 11-1, Bears 8-4 on Sunday Night Football. Ben, your start?
I mean, not that there was any doubt with this guy, but Robert Woods is a must start this week at wide receiver for the Rams. After Cooper Kupp got injured, including the Kansas City game where he did get injured, he's put up 17.2 and 18.8. You need him entering the playoff stretch. Robert Woods, he's been great.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't get a lot of respect around the league, but he's definitely a great player. My sit, gotta feel bad for this guy because we bashed him so much on this show. But running back Jordan Howard of the Bears, this guy's been an utter disappointment. Tariq Cohen's feasting and beasting as the lead back in Chicago. And there's not a lot of sit candidates in this matchup. Howard's forced to take another L. He's been awful. You should almost just be cut.
All right, a big Monday night matchup in terms of the NFC wildcard game. Wildcard spots, and could be big for your fantasy playoffs. The 7-5 Seahawks hosting the 6-5-1 Minnesota Vikings. Doug, your start.
My start, a guy that I absolutely love, Russell Wilson, quarterback on Seattle, out of Wisconsin. I love the Hawks in this matchup, and I'm a huge believer in this guy. He's done it all. His playmaking ability is extraordinary. His talent as a runner and thrower is very underrated. Wilson's averaged 20.1 points per game this season, and since week 8, he's averaged 22.75 points. So look for him to continue his success in a crucial game at home. Tough matchup against the Vikings, but I love him this week. He's a beast.
All right, my sit in this game, we're going to go Doug Baldwin, wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Although he's heated up in the past 3 weeks with 2 TDs, I think we should still keep his overall season in perspective, and the Vikings secondary will definitely make this a tough matchup for him.
So that's going to do it for our highlight games, our start and sit for those highlight games. Great show today. A little bit condensed. I like what we did there. Hope you guys enjoyed that handcuff segment. Great work, Ben.
Yeah, and alongside Douglas Duca, Mikey Stats, our producer. Thank you for listening. We only got a few weeks left. Good luck to you in the playoffs. Listen to the podcast later. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy football.